when we talk about these industry placements as learning experience for students, another way to gain that experience is in shared R&D efforts, right? You know, middle three in particular have great experience there. What are some of the ways that has worked well, and what would success even look like in that kind of a project that you might have from industry?
So Ben Green talked a bit about this morning, but so at Mount Stromlo, ANU is one of the partners in a collaborative research centre with EOS. And so, and I have to give a lot of credit to Ben in the sense of it was an incredibly ambitious program. You know, even today it would be ambitious, and this was probably 10 years ago. I'm not sure if Ben's here, but so there's even in my group, there's a cohort of, I don't know, probably 7 or 8 PhD students who have come through there, and they're now experts in adaptive optics, telescope hardware, SSA, debris pushing. They're going off to DLR, they're going off to NASA, they're going off all these places. They've got their own projects now they're actually leading and doing. It's hard on industry to do that, you know, when you're supposed to be making a profit. You know, I think it's got to be a win-win, and that's really the secret. They've got to be able to get something out of this, whether it's financially or something else, to make it work. We need to be really practical, and rather than just saying, well, you just have to do your bit, you know? But in this case, I think it was. And so I was really impressed at that. There were really, really top-notch students that came through in our group, and every single one of them has got their own research project now, and they've moved on to somewhere else. So that was good.
Yeah, Andy, maybe you want to touch on this?
Oh, I agree. I think it's great. Industry placements, I'm surprised that the low level of uptake of this, certainly in this room, but if the CRC is successful, we will actually have a formal program. And I disagree about the bottom line. Yes, it does take a little bit of time to get them to the level you wish to go, but you have to also factor in how much it costs you to recruit a new employee and how much more it costs you to get rid of an employee who's bad. And this is a great opportunity for you to road test a future employee. And that's the mentality I think a lot of the placements might have, and it would change that calculus for you.
Very much so.
All I wanted to add was the comment that you made about industry not just doing their bit. Well, they've just done their bit with the centre. I mean, physically they haven't got anything back, but they've actually seen the worth of what we do. So I don't know if I can mention a few names. Lockheed Martin, for example, have funded a number of programs at our centre. Toyota, for example, has actually just recently funded quite a bit of money for us to develop a very innovative mathematics program. So there are times where industry just does its bit. And I think they're happy with the fact that their money is being spent and they can actually see a future for those students that were actually going to be doing the program.
Okay, Jackie, I might just throw it to you just for the final comment before, in case we've got some people coming up. Where do you see industry working at the high school level then? Is there a space for them within the way you teach?
In what I'm doing? Yeah. There's space for industry in every facet of what I'm doing, because it's not about me. It's about industry. It's about our future. We're looking at augmented virtual reality simulators. We're looking at flight simulators. We're looking at aerospace. Every aspect of what we're talking about, if you could just see your way clear to put an artifact on display or make a short video and talk about the composites that you're working on, and then that way it's like, oh, here's Lockheed Martin and blah blah. Like, I was just at the Mojave Desert with Enrico Palermo, and he spent 2 hours of his time showing me around the spaceship company, and he said to me, you can bring any Australian kid you want to the Mojave. Can you imagine what that would be like to a kid sitting out in the middle of who cares where of Central Australia going, oh my goodness, that's incredible. But if I could record Enrico the way he spoke to me about how they're building the spaceships, just record it and have a little bit on display, that could just trigger the next Enrico Palermo out of our country.
I'm not asking
for millions. We're asking for support. Mm. And it's the same with Michael. Same deal. There's not enough of us to go around. There's plenty of kids out there. If I even can access 1% of the student population of the country, I'd be in overflow. So would Michael. And so would other places. So we're trying to support and expand that pipeline. So PwC said that in 2025, if we expand our workforce, our STEM workforce, 1%, we'd increase our GDP by $57.8 billion. And I want to make that 1% happen because when I'm dead, I want to know I've made a difference. So I want to be known as that crazy person that's taken everyone and done this crazy stuff with. All right, so if you're sitting there thinking how you can help, call Michael. I'm sure he'd love it. Call me. I've got business cards. And I'm not asking for money. I'm asking for support, you know. And when you ask for that, the money does come. And I can tell you how proud I was talking to Enrico. I begged him to come over. He said he's a bit busy this week. And I didn't know who he was, and I was talking to some people on the bus. I was on the trade delegation, and I said, do you know who Enrico Palermo is? And they're going, nah. I'm going, woo, we have a problem here. We need to put Alan Duffy up on the wall. We have to put Enrico Palermo up on the wall. We have to have the Australian Hall of Fame.
There's a horrible combination of those two days, mine and his. I filmed Enrico for the Catalyst special. I got a tour, that exact tour that you described. It was incredible.
Yeah.
And unbeknownst to me, the editor just chopped the whole segment. And he was a magnificent speaker.
Yeah, very incredible.
That's my fault.
That's all we need, short videos, little artefacts. I'm sure Michael would appreciate it. But why don't we have the Australian Space Hall of Fame? Why don't we have these things going into our classrooms with curriculum? Why is it that we're just promoting one or two international space people when it should be our people? Our kids should know about us. All the people sitting in this room, you're innovators. You're the ones that we need to say to the kids, you can be like Alan Duffy. You can be that person, and it doesn't matter where you live in this country, you should be given the opportunity, and that's what Michael and I am all about, and other places around the country, so we need your help.